So hello and welcome to another episode of AI Clubhouse. My name is Ginger. Yes, I have allergies. I live in Oregon and everything is fine, which is wonderful, but sounding a little raspy today.
I prefer to call it a little extra sultry.
Just start singing Black Velvet.
That's right.
My radio voice. Black Velvet. Oh, dare we digress. It is Wednesday. Okay, so we're doing a little playing around in ChatGPT today.
Really? What are we doing?
So first of all, I want to know, can you see my screen and does it say Rick Best Sample GPT?
Yes.
Okay. So I am speaking at the Arlington Board of Realtors next Wednesday. I'm doing a 3-hour workshop and they're bringing their laptops. We're getting them into writing prompts, setting up their GPTs. I mean, it's a working workshop.
Wow.
So one of the things that I want to do is to help them set up a prompt for writing buyer broker agreements. And so I've been playing around with this for the past few days. And so I wanted to share this and really get input as far as how it's working. Scott's already made some suggestions. And so also we all have meetings, the three of us, at the top of the hour. So we're going to actually knock off about 5 minutes early, just so you all know. It's nothing you said. Okay. So what I have here, just so you know, this is a GPT. This is a custom GPT, an agent GPT. So you have to have the paid version of ChatGPT in order to use this. And what I've done is I have gone into this GPT. So this is not just something you just do generic. And just to give you an idea what this looks like, I have set this up here where under the conversation starters, I have this prompt in here. So it's write a new broker agreement. It is a very long prompt and I pulled it from this Word document that I wrote. And so as you can see, it's a very long prompt, but you can do this. So these are the kind of things you just copy and paste and put it in. There are very specific instructions in here. And so just to give you an idea as far as what this looks like here.
Let's do it.
Let's close out of this. Let's close out of this and let's just see the magic happen. So it's this prompt right here. So I'm going to hit this and then I've set up the prompt so that the prompt is going to prompt me to provide the individual information for the buyer. And what I've done is I've written the prompt so that it has all the information that needs to go into the buyer agreement. I've set up the prompt and probably Scott, what I should do is put the capitals under always use exact. Is that what you're saying? So that it knows there's importance on that. But I've set up the prompt so that it will always use the language that I have already written for that agreement. So it's not going to deviate from that, hopefully, if this works. And then
which I think is a really important disclaimer. Like as we're going through these things, this is going to save you a lot of time, but don't just unconditionally trust it. Like this is going to save you a ton of time, but scan through it and make sure that it's right.
And check with, I mean, setting a prompt up like this, guys, check, you know, don't just blindly go out and, you know, give this to your real estate agents. They need to check with what they're required. I mean, this is the Wild West again. So they need to err on the side of caution. The other thing is none of us are attorneys. And so this is not legal advice. So one of two things they can do. So I've set up the prompt. Now it's going to ask for this information from this buyer. They can do one of two things. So they can take and copy this and just put it into the prompt. Actually, one of three things. And then just fill it in, right? They want to do that. What I've done is I've set up a template that has all this information in it. Oh, dang, damn it. Now it's going to get stuck. I did this the last time on this stupid thing. How do I close out of this thing without
Yeah, is the Zoom in the way? Yeah. Yeah, I hate that. You just got to wait.
Huh?
You just got to wait. Yeah.
Okay. So that I have, and I've just filled out the information. And so once I fill out that information, sorry, I've got like three screens here. Now I'm going to take, and I filled this information out with the buyer's information. I'm going to copy this. And then I am going to go into my prompt and I'm going to paste that information in there. So even though it was in the columns, that's okay. It's going to recognize that. And I'm going to send that off. And if this works correctly, we'll have to go back and compare. But now it's taking and it's inputting that buyer's information, the date, the address, the amount of percentage as far as the agent commission, the duration. I set it up that it can be a single family or a condo, whatever that type of property is. This one I put in is a condominium. And again, the governing law, and then it's got this in here as far as buyer and then the agent and then acknowledgement of receipt and the date has the licensing information. So I've set this all up that all I had to do was put in that buyer's information that was in that form. Now I've set it up that when I type in next, now it's going to write a value proposition. So what I'm thinking is when you print this off, you have the value proposition and then you have the buyer's agreement because real estate agents now are going to have to sing for their supper, if you will, and provide that value and why they're having to do this. And so now what it's done is it's customized this. And so it's included the buyer's information. So it's not just a standard value proposition, but it's actually specific for that buyer. Mm. And so why choose, provides you, Jill Cowboy, with insider's advantage. This probably needs some fine tuning on what it's coming up with. I don't love this language, but we'll play around with it. What was that?
I said it did do what we had to do once confirmed.
Yeah, it did. I mean, we can put some different language in there, but it's basically saying tailored search strategy, negotiation mastery, unparalleled banker, innovative solutions. So it's just that value proposition that can go in front of the agreement. And so this is the last part of the prompt that you had put in and suggested, Scott, was provide a printable version. And so.
Yes, do it.
Okay, so type in next. And next steps for printing, confirm approval, please confirm. Is this normal? I've never asked for a printable version, so.
No, it's not normal.
This is awesome.
What's it? Why don't you ask it? Please output broker agreement in printable format. And it should do a Word doc. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, it's telling you how to do it.
Yeah,
it usually will. It'll produce tables and it'll produce Word documents. Yeah. And the Word docs are usually pretty well.
Maybe you got to say Word document, Ginger. Say, please provide a Word document.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, I'm unable to.
I know that's not true. Well, there was a big update today. I don't think it's available.
But
there's a big update through the API, and I always find that things are goofy. Output as a Word document.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it has been weird today. I was on GPT earlier doing some stuff, writing some articles, and it was like stopping and not resuming and all kinds of weird stuff.
use output instead of create.
Output that thing.
There, now it's producing online.
Searching its knowledge.
Really?
Yeah, it has been wonky because even I tried to go into Canva and get it to do it in Canva, and I couldn't get that either. Because what I'd love to be able to do is to get the two GPTs talking to where you can do it, and then you could go into Canva and then add the Rick Best agent and then do this, and then it can create the document. In the perfect world, that would be really cool. But at the very least, which is something I can't do.
Interesting. Yeah, I know it can do it. Maybe we'll figure out why it didn't do it.
Well, and it, again, Scott, like you said, they might have been doing something because it has been acting a little wonka doodles for me this morning.
Yeah.
So it might just be something weird. And, you know, that's something to remember with this, with this stuff and ChatGPT is sometimes it's not going to work. You know, it happens. You know, I've had it happen before. It's like, give me a 5-paragraph, you know, article on this. And it gives me half a paragraph. And I'm like, I asked for 5 and then. You know, just like, I can't do it.
So worst case scenario, here's what you're going to do. Have a template set up. You're going to go in here and you're going to copy this and you're going to open up your Word document and just create a new one.
And paste it.
And paste it in here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then so, you got something
easy peasy.
Yeah.
There you go.
One prompt, buyer's information. You have this. And then if we go in and that was that one, and then we've got the value proposition.
Why work with me?
Proposition.
Do you find it better to highlight and copy and paste rather than copy it to the clipboard?
Yeah.
Because it carries the rich text over.
Yeah. So the other key, Frank, is when you're doing that, I copy. And then when you right click, always use the merge formatting.
The what?
The middle.
Do that again so we can see what. So you're going to paste, but you go.
You always choose the middle one. So if you do the text only, it doesn't keep the formatting.
Oh.
If you do this one, it puts the blocks in.
Icky.
But if you do this one, it keeps the formatting of the bold and everything.
You must be on a PC. Is that a PC?
She is on a PC. It's the same thing, Frank. It's save without formatting, I think, or with formatting.
Yeah, it should be the same.
It's the same. It's just not a
same
picture.
Sort of deal.
Yeah, it's just not a picture. It just
it's way nicer to bring the rich text over than the other way.
Well, and what I like about this that you're doing right now, Ginger, is this is one of my recommendations for all AI is Grammarly. So now you put this in there and you have like a Grammarly tool and it'll kind of highlight things and say, hey, do you want to word this a little bit differently? Do you want, you know, this is in a passive voice. And then that'll kind of help you go through. It'll find anything blatantly unusual about the writing.
Yeah. But if we look at this, the broker agreement here, I mean, it's looking pretty good. It looks like we've got a couple of cleanup things to do here for your signature. I would get rid of that.
Do you think we're going to see really, this is kind of a side question, but you're doing this, creating buyer broker agreements. Do you think this is going to be the kind of way, the way it goes is,
it's already required. Many
No. I mean, agencies creating their own agreements or like in California, we've got California Association of Realtors. I'm betting they will produce a.
I don't think the realtors are going to cut it. I think the realtors, Frank, are going to stay out. The associations are going to stay out of this.
Because in reality, a buyer broker agreement isn't enforceable by law. You can't force somebody to do business with somebody. the consumer always has the choice. So this is kind of just a, I hope I don't ask too many questions sort of thing.
Really?
So remember when we had our LO comp change and there was the steering, I think it was it under the MDIA, Scott, or was it, I don't remember which reg it was under, but it required the extra, I don't remember the name of the form anymore, that you have to sign, Frank, you may know.
The extra form?
The buckets as far as for like for title and those, so giving them the options.
That was a California thing, the California Homeowners Bill of Rights, that basically said all third party services. Well, it turned federal, it started in California and it just said all third party fees, the consumer has the option.
Yeah. So I mean, the thing of it is, who knows what's going to happen? Right now, it's just completely open. But what I've been seeing and hearing is that this is the direction for buyer's agents that they have to go. Because as it's standing, I think it's anything that was in process will be able to continue in process, but anything after a certain date, and again, I don't know in particular dates, and it could be different by state.
The good thing about this is you can, like, this is your proof that you at least have the conversation with the client. So they can't ever come back and say, oh, well, nobody ever told me that. You know, say, well,
right,
this is good. Cover yourself.
Yeah, it's a CYA. It's a CYA.
Yeah,
but then I like combining it with the value proposition as well, because you're not just coming to the table with the legal thing. I just want to, you know, buyer's agent, here are the things that I'm going to do for you. And so as your buyer's agent, so this gets into a different conversation. I think if I was a buyer's agent, I would 100% shift my strategy and go this way, and start with the value proposition, Frank, to where, you know, you're telling them, right, here's what I'm going to do for you. I mean, you're telling them that, but my thought process is if you put it into a document that's customized just for them, then, you know, it makes it a little bit easier as far as getting together. So, I'm playing around with this. I'm going to be testing it the workshop that I do next week in Texas. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to run it by everyone, and you guys are watching, you know, type into the Q&A available for us right now. What do you think? What are your questions? How do you see this working? Is this a value? I've had a couple people that have messaged saying, hey, Ginger, can you create it for this? And I have, and we're going to, you know, kind of play around with it. So I'm happy to share it. You know, if anyone wants it, let me know. If you don't care, don't worry about it. Kind of one of those things. What do you think, Frank, of your input?
I think it's awesome. And you know, I think that this can be a real value add for, you know, agents, obviously. But I would have really dug to see it output that Word document. I think that would have been really cool to see it do that.
Yeah.
Good luck on your class, you know, to go over all this stuff with all those realtors. How'd you get that? Did you lose a bet or something for that?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I'm something kidding, like but that. But it's interesting. I'm kind of curious how that did come about, where you are going to go meet with a bunch of real estate agents about writing buyer agreements using AI to help them. How did you get that gig? Like, did they just reach out to you, some association or somebody reach out to you and say, hey, can you come help with this?
I've done a few workshops in Dallas. And so, yeah, they just reached out and said, hey, we want you to do a workshop on AI. Can you do a real workshop, not just I mean, not just a, hey, you need AI.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring your laptop, get on Wi-Fi, get into ChatGPT, and let's start working.
Yep.
And I have a ChatGPT, just a quick start guide that I've published. It's not my big prompt book. It's just a little tiny thing.
Yeah.
And so they get a copy of that. Hmm. And that one is, it goes, here's how you log into ChatGPT. Here's how you do your prompts. So, and that's really where I see this going, is people need to really not just hear, hey, you need AI, but to actually, they need a workshop. They need to get in there.
Yeah.
We need to, you know, start playing around with it and doing things like this. And so they wanted something, honestly, that would capture their attention. So we're actually starting out the entire workshop showing the output of this and saying, how would you like to have a prompt where you can, you know, easily do something like this? Mm. I say, well, stay tuned, because in about 2 hours, we're going to have you there.
You're either going to be laying on the floor, or you're going to custom.
What was that?
I said, you're either going to be laying on the floor in the fetal position, or you're going to understand this at the end of 2 hours.
Yeah. Probably be drinking afterwards. I've lied.
What's new?
But yeah, I mean, I'm going to get them into, you know, they're going to create their GPTs. That's going to have all of their information in here. I mean, I've been really playing around with this.
It looks like it. That's a lot of work.
So I'm excited. I will let you guys know how it goes. And I kind of see this is what everybody needs, because, I did a 1 hour, webinar for NAM for their women's Insta group yesterday. And everyone's like, wait a minute, you lost me at. I really think this is one of those things. And so we're going to hop off the call. For you are on no call next week. In AI workshop. I know, Scott, you're going to be in Chicago doing your AI workshop. Yep. Frank, what AI workshop are you going to be doing?
I'll be swimming in my own AI. Trust me. Yeah, swimming in my own. But I was looking after last week. Oh, I was going to say, after last week's call, I was really looking at, wow, the whole script to video, you know, thing where you can give it a script and it'll create an avatar that talks the script, you know?
Oh,
Yeah. I was looking into that pretty hard, because I'm like, man, with the blog that I'm doing, I could see like doing a weekly update. That's a video weekly update that goes to the blog. That's all, you know, it's its own avatar, like an avatar, you know, thing. It's also kind of swimming around in my head, but to make the avatar, like the blog is called The Real Estate Vibe, and that's TREV. So Trev, right? So I was thinking on creating this avatar named Trev, a female, short for Trevann. Okay. And like Trev gives a weekly market update or something like that, you know, use AI to create the script, use it to generate the video, and have, you know, like make Trev kind of the celebrity of the blog. You know, and none of it's real, you know, and, but the information is, you know, the information's real.
Well, and that's the whole thing. So I'm going to send you, there was a company that did that, and I can't remember off the top of my head who it was, but they created an avatar that became an influencer that honestly is getting product endorsements and things like that. And it is not a real person.
Right. Yeah, it's
a lot
there
of big
you go.
Brands are doing that right now.
Yeah, and why not, right? And so I was, you know, my little brain was thinking kind of the same thing. Like, I'll just create this cool person, you know, who's the face of the market updates. Trev, she does the market updates every week, and this is what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. It's not you. Not me. I mean, lots of opportunities in that. So you guys have a wonderful week. Again, no call for next week. The following week, Chelsea Gardner will be joining us again. She was with us this month, and talking about social media. And then I got exciting guests coming up in May.
I want to do my image demo.
Have an amazing time.
Thank you.
Image demos?
What was that?
Yes. I want to do my image demos in 2 weeks.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's do that. Okay. Cool. Have fun in Chicago. You guys, thanks so much.
All right. See you guys later. Good luck, Ginger. See you guys.
See you guys.
Thanks. Bye.